cracking win on the weekend against YC, week two of the finals.
Yes, very exciting performance by the boys. We were very wrapped after the game.
Good stuff. What was the margin? 12 goals ish.
Yeah, 68 points was the final margin. That was 11 a bit. We obviously came to the game with a bit of confidence after the a reasonably disappointing performance the week before, obviously getting over the line. But we knew the boys wouldn't put that together 2 weeks in a row. We're expecting a big performance from them, but probably not to that extent. To win by that margin was very exciting.
Things that you impressed the coaching staff the most out of that?
I think the most impressive thing was that we had a contribution from all 22 players. You can sometimes get the end of the game and you could probably pick five or six guys that weren't at their best, but I think on the weekend we went through the entire side and from the back line, they were unbelievably good down there. The midfield dominated, the forward line worked really well together. Everyone has played their role to perfection, basically. Obviously, we don't want to use that word because we know there's still improvement and still that next one or two sets we can take.
Yep.
But we're not far off playing probably our ultimate best footy, and to see 22 guys do exactly what we asked of them before the game and play their role perfectly was all we are. We were very happy to see that, and that was probably the reason the margin blew out the way it did.
Yeah. Something in that game that caught my eye made me remind of the 84 grand final.
Leon Baker.
Yeah, but Leon Baker we call the Silver Fox.
Yes.
Was that an Edgerton masterstroke when Levi went down?
I'd like to call it a masterstroke, but to be honest with you, Levi obviously went off injured in the second quarter, and I turned around and we needed a key forward and with a bit of height, and I saw Tommy Loney, Sammy Loney and Shorty and Nath Taylor. So Nath was the only one with a bit of height there. So I claim it as a masterstroke, but I think it was more the fact that he was the only tall bloke there. So we
last option
threw him forward and he kicked the goal in that 5 minutes or so he was on in the second. So we spoke about it at half time and decided to run with it in the second half. And obviously very happy that we did because he kicked another two goals in the second half, but he was very good down back at the start too. So he definitely stuck it up me and Steva for not picking him in the first week. That's for sure.
I was gonna say for a guy who he's been dropped twice this year. Now he got dropped once during the year. He got named emergency. He got called in on the morning of the game.
Yep.
And he got best on ground that day.
Yeah. Well, that was a tactic. You could call it a tactic. We thought we'd unleash the Silver Fox in the second week of finals.
It was great to see. Obviously, a couple other good players on the day were the big men.
Yes. Jim McConchy was exceptional. He came into the final series under a bit of an injury cloud. We're probably fortunate from our end that he had so many injuries throughout the year that he did qualify to play twos finals. And we threw him in the ruck on the weekend and just said, look, ruck as long as you can. We had big J-Mill up forward to rest, so Jimmy could rest forward. But in the end, he pretty much went all day, and he was, a huge influence in that midfield dominance as to why we got in control on the stoppages. So he had a very good game. Obviously, Joey Halal.
What was his disposal efficiency about? 95?
It was somewhere around there. I think he actually bought his own footy, Joey. He was unbelievably good. He's a class actor. We've spoken about him on numerous occasions. Team of the decade, so many honours. 250 plus goals in the senior footy, and even his second half of the year, with what he's produced in the ones, I think proves to a lot of people that he's still got it. He's 32 years of age, but we've seen guys in local footy, playing good footy up to 35, 36, and
yeah.
I can't see any reason why Joey can't be one of those guys, and hopefully, he still pushes for senior footy next year.
Yeah, so at least Stuart got best in the weekend for Summy in the ones on the weekend. So
well, there you go.
Yep. He's in his early 40s.
A great example.
Guy Stringer's
another one there.
Bada-bing. All right, moving on to this week. We've got about 3-4 strangers. Won't even touch on that subject. It is what it is.
Yep.
Obviously, the best part about having 49 players playing senior football throughout the year is that you got the ability of having the extras on the track who have actually tasted football and all play their contributions throughout the year, and they've all probably earned themselves the best on ground or a mention throughout the year. So there's no qualms with that, is there?
Yeah, well, that's right. Look, we spoke, I spoke after the game to the boys, and it's a motto we've had on numerous occasions this year, and it's basically one soldier goes down, another soldier pops up and takes his place and plays his role. And that's all you've got to do in this side and in any footy side is just play your role. You know, you just got to go into the game knowing that you don't have to come out and get 30 possessions and be the guy that kicks 3 or 4 goals. And it might just be a role to be a decoy forward, to take a guy out of a dangerous area, to play a shutdown role in the back line. You know, we're very confident in the guys that haven't been playing so far in the final series, that we know we call them up to play, that they're going to be ready to go. And they've done all the hard work. They've been to every training session, these guys. And, you know, it is unfortunate for the blokes that have missed out, and that's probably something they'll regret for many, many years to come. But if one man's misfortune is another man's fortune, and with these guys going out, there's going to be an opportunity for a couple of other guys to get a game. And I'm sure, as we saw with the Silver Fox last week, that they'll take their opportunity.
Mm, very much so. Well said. Well said. Cool, cool. Who do we play?
Mornington.
Mornington. All right. What's the record this year against them? I know one game we were in it to the 3-quarter time up at their deck.
Yes. And Levi got sent off and reported at 3-quarter time.
We lost some momentum then.
Yeah, we did. About 30
what was the points. Next one?
Our next one was at home. We knocked them off by about 20 or 30 points, so okay. We had a pretty strong game against them. Look, they're a different proposition to YC. They like to handball a lot, run and carry. They run forward of the footy at the stoppages. They're a big, stronger side, so we know that in the midfield battle is going to be a lot tougher this week than what it probably was last week. So, but we're not going to give away too many secrets as to what we're going to do to knock them off.
Very much so. Very much so. No doubt with the brains trust on the bench, mate. You got plans A, B, C, D, E, F, G. So,
yeah, that's it.
And that's just for the first quarter. All right, mate. Well, best of luck this week. Finals.
Yes, prelim. Prelim, mate.
Pretty exciting.
Win this week, one of the big dance.
Pretty exciting. Good stuff. All right, mate. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Tommy. Oh, thanks so much.